and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Got a little choked up there. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. This smoke is starting to affect my voice finally. But what can I say? I got to go out and play with the dogs. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you did something. Something fun. Something in your face. Exciting. Or something that you just enjoyed thoroughly. Because it is messed up out there right now in our world, in our society. And I hate to be that type that says I told you so. What am I saying? I love that type. You're probably not going to hear this in the mainstream news, or it's going to be said and then we're going to move on. But I am going to keep pounding this every single day until we are open. The deaths from COVID-19, the report coming from the CDC, you know, those people that all of the mayors and the governors, all the representatives seem to quote and throw the information out like it's candy to the public. Yeah, they put out the new numbers. Just kind of quietly slinked them out there with nobody watching over the weekend, nobody paying attention. Of the 80,000 deaths in this country from COVID-19, 94% were not from COVID-19. 94%. 6% of those people killed or died from COVID-19 complications. And of those, already severe complications. So, what the expletive are we still being shut down for? Yeah, schools went back into class today. But people are wearing masks. Businesses are still closed. What the hell? At what point is everybody just going to stand up and say, this is it. I'm done with the lie. I'm done with the farce. No, I guess we'll just stick with lie. 94%. Your blood should be boiling. Boiling. Suicides. Loss of business. Families in complete and utter hardship. We are now going into the time of the evictions have been lifted. So businesses and people are starting to get evicted from their residences, from their businesses. Mortgage relief, that's done. So people are going to start losing their homes. Over a lie. What are you going to do? Seriously. We have a governor. We have a mayor. Oh, well, gosh, well, let's just read this. And thank you so much for sending it to me. I appreciate it so much. Reno Connect. The city of Reno, including our mayor and Reno City Council, have received several complaints regarding a courtesy notice that went out this week to bars, taverns, pubs, wineries, and breweries. The notice was delivered to more than 100 businesses with good intentions, but unfortunately created confusion. The city of Reno would like to apologize to these business owners for any confusion this action may have caused. The purpose of this notice was simply to serve as a reminder that these types of businesses are to remain closed at this time. We acknowledge that the situation could have been handled differently, and we're working on changing internal procedures so it won't happen again. For background, Nevada's COVID-19 Mitigation and Management Task Force met on August 20th and approved an action plan that keeps bars, taverns, pubs, wineries, and breweries closed in Washoe County. How much more of this are you going to take? The task force is working with local jurisdictions in Nevada and will revisit the plans as its September 3rd meeting. More information about the COVID-19 Mitigation and Management Plan or Task Force can be found at Nevada Health Response page. Really? Here's your mitigation and management. It was all a lie, a farce, perpetrated on not only this country, but everywhere else around the world. You know what? You know what people are rioting for and protesting for in London and in Germany and in Australia? Not about police action against an alleged pedophile, disgusting human being being shot by police as they saw him reaching for something. By the way, on a side note, to Jacob Blake's father, who is out there crying that his son is now, well, can't walk. I'm sorry, I have no sympathy for you. As he goes on about, what is he going to tell his son? What is he going to tell his son? You should have told your son beforehand, don't rape women, don't be abusive, respect police, and maybe he wouldn't have been in that situation. It's called good parenting. Getting back to the lie of COVID-19, protesters around the world are protesting to open up their countries. No more of the BS of wearing a mask. No more of the BS of social distancing. Get out there and hug and kiss your fellow man, with their permission, of course. No more businesses being shut down at 50% capacity. No more businesses being shut down altogether. And for the good Lord as my witness, open up the freaking churches. Let people worship. Let people have their faith so they can get through all of the lies. Really? September 3rd. Oh, we're going to revisit it. No. We should be open today. No restrictions today. No mitigations today. Get out there and open your business and take off your masks. If OSHA comes to your door, tell them to get the hell out, because you're tired of the lies and you're tired of Governor Sisolak and you're tired of Mayor Hillary Sheehy promoting this lie. Because if you don't, if you provide information for tracking, if you let the school districts continue to shut down on a whim, you let the media around here. I was tired of the alerts on my phone over the weekend and had to keep shutting them off, because all I kept hearing was, ooh, a third case of COVID at this school. Ooh, a sixth case of COVID at this school. Who gives a rat's patoot? The cases are false positives. The CDC is also coming out, in case you missed it, that 90% of the people with positive cases aren't even contagious. It's not contagious. As this deadly disease, it's not killing people any more so than a bad flu if you've already got pre-existing causes. So what are you going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Open your business. And if they come after you, then you go after them even harder. Even harder. For the loss of business, for the loss of your savings to keep your business open. If not, well, I have nothing else to fight for. Because if not, I'm just a voice on the radio that's doing this to hear myself talk. And personally, I don't care for it. If I want to spend 2 hours a day talking, I'll talk to my husband. Because I'm tired after talking this much during the week and during the day, that I don't talk as much to my friends and my family. I could be spending this time being much more productive. If you don't take the information that I give you, then what's the point? I felt this in my heart of heart from the very beginning. And I told you that. I told you I wasn't going to wear a mask. Told you I was still going to go out. I was going to have 50 people in my backyard. I was going to go to parties. And I did. I didn't stop living my life. And boy, did I get crucified for it. Even from some Republicans. That's how much fear the media and the so-called experts, people who have not so good track records in their past, they gave them the tools to a tyrannical governor and a tyrannical mayor who just happened to be Democrats, who happened to see this as an advantage to take down the economy so people will turn against Trump. Speaking of turning against Trump, Thank goodness for the Freedom of Information Act. We'll give you a little something-something on what Governor Sisolak's team did to thwart the activities of Trump supporters right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
Oh, I can breathe again. Sorry about that. Sometimes you just have to shake people by the shoulders and say, wake up, please. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Let's check in to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and say good morning to Steve. Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
I'm, just a bundle of sunshine today.
a hunk of joy, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, it's about this coronavirus thing. My son's a disabled vet. He can't walk, can't talk, eats through a feeding tube, he has oxygen on, and so he's our boy in the bubble. And you just don't get around people coughing, sneezing. And back in the day, we called it ATM space, not 6 feet, get away from me. And we haven't been sick in 14 years.
Yeah, it's called common courtesy, Steve.
We
just don't have that anymore. It's just very sad how we treat each other and don't even think that, we're touching things. We go out, we sneeze, and we just spread our germs. And, this has been a nice awakening for people. It's like, hey, wash your hands. A nice awakening to businesses. Clean up, disinfect everything.
You go into the casinos. And people go to the bathroom and they walk out, don't even wash their hands. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
But, just common sense.
All we can do is protect ourselves from the stupidity out there, Steve. And I tell you, thank you for calling back today and getting your message out, because last week we had a little hard time. So I'm glad you called back and got the whole purpose of your message out there.
Well, Monica, you have a great day.
You too, Steve. Much love to you and your family. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Mike this morning. Mike wants to talk about those CDC numbers. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Monica?
What do they say? The truth shall set you free?
Uh-huh. I just read an article last night. The actual numbers from CDC that they're quietly releasing is just a click over 9,200 nationwide.
Yep.
So why are we playing this game?
Yeah, we've all seen the information now as from this weekend. Why was there?
Yeah.
Why did Sisolak not call an emergency meeting and say, "Hey, we did the best we could. This was the information we were given. Nevada is now 100% open." Where is that, Mike?
Yeah, sitting in his office not doing a damn thing.
Well, he's trying to probably figure out how he can continue to keep us shut down. How he's looking out for the betterment of everybody. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mike, thanks
so
much.
That's what this whole game is about.
Yep, it's about an election. It's not
exactly
about a virus. It's not about riots. It's not about Antifa. Oh, by the way, Mike, hey, do this for me sometime when you're online.
Yeah.
Just go into your toolbar at the very top and type in antifa.com, and it immediately takes you to joebiden.com.
Really?
Yeah,
this was a little thing
that my friend sent to me this morning, and I just sat here and did it, and it is disgusting. It goes to joebiden.com and their donation page. So, Mike, have fun with that today.
I'm definitely going to do that in about 10 minutes.
Share it with your friends and show them that this is what it's all about. Thanks, Mike, for the call. Appreciate it. So Rich wants to disagree with me about masks. Hi, Rich. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi. I got the same thing about Antifa and Joe Biden. It was disgusting. Listen, 99% of the time, just like 99.1, that's a pun, I agree with you. But with the mask, I disagreed. I just feel it's, and I felt this way from the beginning, it's no different than wearing a seatbelt.
But it is different than wearing a seatbelt, Rich. I mean, a seatbelt protects you, and it doesn't restrict your breathing. It just holds you back in your seat if you have an impact. Masks impede your breathing. You are supposed to be, the human body is supposed to be breathing out toxins, and we are supposed to be taking in oxygen. You know, maybe
it's like, I'm protecting myself because I'm not breathing in COVID, and I'm protecting others because I'm not breathing out COVID if I'm carrying it. And it's a temporary thing. I
Rich,
personally have no problem with it.
You are breathing in COVID.
I'm not breathing in COVID because if I have it, it's going into my mask. I'm just getting it again. So I'm not breathing in.
Rich, I'm sorry, but you are so uneducated about the use of masks because the COVID virus, any virus like that, penetrates even surgical masks. Unless you are wearing an N95 and it is perfectly fit to you, you are breathing in virus and bacteria particles. There's no way around it. So, Rich, I'm sorry. I got to go because that's total BS what you're spreading out there. If you want to wear a mask, by all means, wear a mask. But you are hurting yourself and you are hurting others by requiring them to wear a mask for a made-up virus. And I do mean made-up because it was manufactured. It's got a patent number on it. Come on, people. You know what? I'm done with the mask conversation. Let's go to Fox News and get an update, and we'll be back with the latest thing that Governor Sisolak has done that we had to use the Freedom of Information Act to find out about right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. What are you dealing with today? What are you doing today with the information that 94%, the number of COVID deaths we have in this country, which, by the way, are being blamed on President Trump by the Democrats? This number comes from the CDC. 94% is how much that number is overshot. 94%. I knew the number was wrong, but I was thinking like 60, 70. No. 94%. Heart attacks, car accidents, gunshot wounds, stabbings, all kinds of things that people were already, you know, in stage 4 cancer. The list goes on and on. But as of this weekend, quietly putting out there, and if you don't believe me, please just search with DuckDuckGo or Bing new CDC numbers. Only 6% of these deaths are from COVID-19. And then how many of those deaths are because people with COVID-19 were put into nursing homes and places in the hospital where people were already suffering from something, and yet they got COVID-19. How many of those deaths, the actual deaths, were because they were put on ventilators? One of the most dangerous things that you could have done for somebody. How many of those deaths were because the media just hates Trump so badly because Democrats run the media. How many of those deaths happened because they couldn't get any hydroxychloroquine? Rebecca, I know, mind blown, right? Just got a text from Rebecca. Oh my gosh, I did it. What did she do? She went up into her toolbar on the internet and typed in Antifa.com. It automatically redirects you to the Biden donation page. Interesting. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Rich, yes, somebody just texted me as a reminder. If you're still listening, it says on the box that it will not help you and does not protect against COVID. So, you know, whatever mask you're using, you might want to look at the box. All right. Talk and text lines, 884-9910. I haven't been mentioning the poll question because we had some technical difficulties and it hasn't been updated. So we still thank Nissan of Carson City, though, for sponsoring it. So as soon as we have it up, we'll let you know. But I want you to get out and stick this in Democrats' faces. If you have to buy one, if you've got one that you've been hiding, get an American flag and put it on your house. I just had an American flag stuck in a planter outside my door. And I thought, you know what? I'm tired of this. I want everybody to know that this is a patriotic, America-loving household. So I went out and saw my friends and got a big one. I thought my husband was going to be upset because he hates drilling holes into the house. No complaint whatsoever. Right over our front door, a beautiful American flag. And since I keep my front porch light on 24/7, I keep my flag out 24/7. Plus, it's impossible to reach, so I wouldn't be able to bring it in anyway. But this just reminds me, because I just got this text, good news and bad news. I was stranded in California for the past week. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. The good news, I saw Trump flags everywhere. And you will. Because whatever they're feeding you in the media, in polls, President Trump is by far going to be a landslide win in November. Now we just have to make sure we protect all of the other offices, the Senate, the Assembly. We have got to turn Nevada red, because look at what the Democrats have done to us. Just look. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Terry this morning. Hi, Terry. You want to talk about those numbers?
Oh, yeah, I did. Monica, that is such a wonderful thing that you've been saying this morning about the CBC. I think it's CBC. And anyway, you know, that means that changes the whole game. If that ever got out, you know, if it ever got out in the mainstream, if anybody ever started talking about that, these masks would be in the garbage.
Yeah, that's why, Terry, you need to email. If you use social media, you need to tell everybody you know. Get a link to the story and just send it out. We have to be swarming the people who don't get the real news from the media so they understand that they've been lied to, flat out lied to, that their businesses have been closed for no reason, they're wearing a mask for no reason. Well, except for maybe the smoke now for people who have breathing issues, but for schools to be closed. Where is our money back, Terry? Are we going to get our property taxes back? Are we going to get refunds because the schools have been shut down for no reason? Probably not.
So I've got a question for you now. when they talking about 170,000 people died from the COVID, are they actually saying that 90% of those people just died from other things and it was really never COVID being the culprit?
No, not 90%. 94%.
So all that was a bunch of ha-hoo, to put it in a nice way.
Yep.
The people did pass.
Yes, they did pass away, but they passed away from cancer. They passed away from gunshot wounds.
Right.
They passed away from everything else under the sun but COVID.
Oh, my.
And actually, there's another study with the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, that says 90% of those people who tested positive for COVID could not transmit it, could not pass it on to other people. So there's another one for you. Terry, please share this. Be pissed, Terry. Share this information with everybody you know. All right. Thanks for the call, Terry. We got to go on to Brian. Brian wants to talk about the protests. Hi, Brian. Thanks for calling the show this morning.
Okay, absolutely. The numbers, you know what? I'll say this much. I'm so glad that they're finally admitting to their lies. I mean, they knew it in the beginning. They knew they were inflating things. And when, you know, Dr. Burke came out and said, we think it's 25% inflated, it was like, yeah, well, you already know that's a lie because you've been lying the whole time. So, man, this makes me so happy that they've come out with these numbers. I guarantee you it won't change Lickasack's perception or view on this or what he does with the state. He's still going to lock it down, which drives me nuts. I'll get to my point. So I had a question. They're doing, you know, Antifa, BLM, they're doing protests in Carson City. And, you know, I saw that picture of them laying in the street. Now, why are the police not arresting them at that point? That's no longer a peaceful protest. That's blocking traffic. That's obstruction. That's so many things that why do they allow that?
Right. With everything that's going on, I mean, I've tried to give Sheriff Furlong the benefit of the doubt and, you know, let them have their little piece. I don't know if he was told from the county supervisors to let it happen, but they have zip ties. They don't have to have handcuffs. They have zip ties. They have a number of people there. You just one by one zip tie them. One officer grabbed the feet. One officer grabbed the shoulders. Take them over to the side and let them sit there. You know,
exactly.
These things have to be stopped. And we have to hold our elected representatives responsible. It all starts and ends with Furlong. If he's not going to back this up and get these people to protest peacefully, by the way, will somebody please tell me if the dumb you-know-what who accidentally fired off his AK-47, who was with the BLM over the weekend, was arrested or not, I would greatly appreciate it. You know, this cannot go on, Brian. So call the sheriff's department.
100%.
Say, hey, you're an elected official. You're elected.
Yep.
You're not going to have my vote.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, the thing is, it starts out small and then it ends up like Portland. You know, they try little things. They see how far they can get. Okay, we got away with this. Okay, next we're going to do this. And it snowballs. So when you're letting them get away with things like that, like laying in the street, man, I'm driving down Virginia Street right now. If I did that, I would be arrested.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just.
Or you'd be dead because there are people out there who don't care.
Yeah, very true.
Or tired of it. Yeah.
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 But, you know, good question about that guy that fired off his gun. I want to check into that because I saw the story. I heard about it from friends that were there. That blows my mind. One, you're walking around with, you know, one in the chamber, no safety on, and your finger on the trigger. What is wrong with you?
It was a misfire. You know, a misfire, my butt. That could have killed someone.
Oh, absolutely. My 9mm is sitting right next to me, and it's never misfired a day in its life. So, I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, mine has missed the target I was going for when I fired it, but not misfired. So, Brian, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time so much. All right. Lynn, Mike, hang on for just a couple of minutes. We got to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We are live, we are local, and we are here to serve you. 884-9910, the talk and text lines, they are all full right now. We got Lynn, Mike, and Vance. Let's get this going. Hey, Lynn, thanks for calling the show today. Oh, we lost Lynn. Okay, let's check in with Mike this morning. Hi, Mike. You wanted to talk about that that gunfire off this weekend?
Yeah, Monica. Yeah, the sheriff said that the firearm had an accident, like it peed itself or something. So not that it was user error or something. And so at this point, I think maybe the sheriff's department and the sheriff should be disarmed. If they don't know how firearms operate, evidently there's a safety issue with the sheriff's department and them not understanding the principles of firearms. We might want to call for them to be disarmed until they have proper training. Yeah, that stems from the sheriff's comments. Because he's a boob.
Mike, thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for the call. I'm not going to be around anybody that doesn't have a diaper on their gun now. So Vance was actually there when it happened. Vance, thanks for calling the show.
Good morning. I was about, 60, 70 yards away. I was over towards the monuments when it went off, and I didn't actually see what happened, but the word I got from people who were right there is he unshouldered. He was carrying it on a sling. That I have been watching him all day long, and he was carrying it on a sling, and he unshouldered it and set it down on the butt, on the pavement, and that's when it went boom. Okay. A little quirk about the AKs and the SKSs, the AK series rifles, is you cannot put a magazine in and have the magazine lock into place while the bolt is closed. The bolt has to be opened. And if you do not want a round in the chamber, but you want that magazine in there, you actually have to push down on the top round, let the bolt slide a little bit forward over the cartridge, and then pull your thumb out. Okay, we do not have that issue with the ARs. And this apparently was something that this kid did not know. And he almost paid the price, because if that muzzle had been angled even slightly one way, he'd have gotten it right through the chin.
Yeah, it is just amazing.
So he is a very lucky man. And as things were breaking up a little bit later.
It's not knowing just how to fire a gun. It's knowing the gun you are firing. You should know everything about your weapon.
Correct. I had a little chat with that young man a little bit later, and the first thing I asked him is, did you learn a little bit about gun safety? He said, yes, sir. He said, yes, sir. Get that.
Yeah, that's actually kind of impressive. So, Vance, I got to let you go. I got to wrap up this hour. Appreciate the insight, though, for what was going on. That's the thing. Democrats are blaming Republicans for everything. They're blaming Trump for everything. They're blaming Trump for, 170,000 deaths, people that died from coronavirus, saying that he wasn't on top of it, even though he immediately restricted travel from China. And then, all of this money that has been spent on PPE, all of this money that has been spent by the government putting mercy and comfort out into different coasts to handle overflow, because the governors of California and Washington and New York were the earth is ending, the world is ending. But they never used those ships. Now they're being hailed as heroes, which, please, book deals coming your way. It was all a lie, people. And yet Governor Sisolak still has us shut down. Wouldn't you think that a good governor, the first thing that he would do when he woke up in the morning and saw this, or even saw it over the weekend, would just shake their head and take responsibility and say, wow, this is bad. Open up the state. All mandates, all mitigation, done. Same thing for Hillary Sheevy, Shifty Sheevy. So, what's happening? Nothing. Because it's not about a virus. It's not about George Floyd or any other black criminal who has been shot. It's about an election. And this just goes to show you that Democrats, because they're demolishing this country, will do anything to win. We'll be back after this Fox report.